Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three.
This is Lock and Load, and we're gonna finish 2023 with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You know that the year's over already, man.
Yeah, they fly. They fly anymore. They
did. Yeah. This one went quick.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't know that I was very productive this year. This is, well, okay, since I was training like twice a year to, you know, go into a local class or a far-flung class twice a year. And when with the advent of COVID, well, that sort of killed that. And this year was the first year that I've been in a position where I could have done something about it, and I'm liking the idea that I was probably getting myself in condition to really start training seriously, because I'm quicker now on the range since I lost a little bit of weight. So that's the only thing I really accomplished. And I know with you, what you have accomplished is you have accomplished rehabbing for the most part.
Correct. Yeah, I've only really been able to capitalize on like the last 2 or 3 months of the year.
Right.
But that's okay, you know. I'm good. My heart's fixed, so everything else is gravy.
Everything else is gravy. So, having said all of that, one of the things that I'm getting ready to do, and have you seen the Glock 49?
I know of not, but what I do know, man, is Mr. Gaston Glock passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about Gaston, but
sad moment. I mean, we've all got it coming, but, I mean, the dude left his mark, and that's what matters.
Oh, yeah. That dude was a serious G, too, you know what I mean?
Yep.
In the beginning, in the 80s, when Glock was beginning to take off, I think he had a partner at the time. And as the legend goes, the partner tried to have him murdered, and Gaston Glock caught a hold of the hitman before he could do the hit, and beat him within an inch of his life, and then turned everybody over to the cops. You ever heard that?
Actually, I agree with you. I believe that is the true story.
Yeah, I mean, he was truly, you know, one of those guys you don't mess with. He was definitely, absolutely an original G. Plus, he came out with a gun at a time when nobody had ever done that kind of, well, H&K had, but they didn't do a very good job of it. He brought out a gun that was going to change the entire industry, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He changed the world with the Glock.
Yeah.
No doubt whatsoever. I don't know what the actual numbers are now, but I do remember having, you know, read and seen the statistic that 80% Glock dominated 80% of the world's police organizations,
yeah,
as their duty weapon. And that's huge, man. I mean, you can't, how do you quantify that, you know? It's called impact.
Yeah.
He was a good dude. I didn't know him personally, you know, but, you know, from what I know of him professionally, this is a good dude.
Well, he certainly had a good platform come along. He was a curtain rod maker, as I recall. He was in curtain rods. Well, he was an injection molding guy that did curtain rods.
Yeah, but dig this, man. Here's one aspect of that. I mean, I agree with you. He did some funky jobs, but he was still a genius doing funky jobs.
Yeah.
It wasn't only until, you know, he had his little mental epiphany on the Glock pistol. But here's a trivia question. You know how Glock got into the system of numbering the models, correct?
Right.
What is the reasoning behind the G17 being the most prolific Glock, you know, that specific model?
It was the first.
What do you think that is? Pardon me?
It was the first. And, I mean, that was what? The first Glock, wasn't it? That was the first model he ever came out with, was the G17.
It was the first model, yes. But why did they call it the G17?
Oh, that was the patent number.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Oh, really?
It was the 17th try. It was the 17th pistol that passed or satisfied all of his requirements, however you want to look at it. He decided that the pistol was, you know, it. This is the pistol.
Right.
And it was the 17th try. So he called it the G17. How cool was that?
Quite. And here I was thinking it was because it was the patent model. So what about the following guns, the 18, the 19?
Well, I don't know, man. That whole numbering system is kind of psychotic to me. I don't really understand it. I mean, I get it, but there's only a few pistols I can remember, you know, that are important to me.
Yeah.
Like the G45, the G26. And the G20.
Well, the thing about it is that with the G17, you know, G17 we got because it was a 17-round 9mm, right? That's what everybody thought it was originally named after. But then the 19 comes along, but then comes the Glock 45, which is the strange merger of the 19 and the 17. And everybody thinks that's it. At first glance, they all think that's a 45 caliber pistol. So I'm with you. I don't get the titling of the guns thing that he's done.
Right. I mean, explain why the Glock 21 is the 45 caliber.
Right.
I mean, you go on and on. I'm not critiquing the dude on any level. I think he did an outstanding job. I know he, you know, being an Austrian and all, he had been kind of described as an absolute taskmaster at work.
Right.
You know, if you worked for him, that's exactly what you did. You worked. And he built an awesome empire. So he'll be remembered throughout history.
Now, I wonder who's going to run Glock now that he's no longer there.
Oh, I'm sure one of his sons will do it.
Well, I wonder where they'll go. You know what? We got to hold up right here. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'm sure I'm going to get into the pistol technique thing with him here in a minute. But it's the end of the year, and we're just doing a little musing, a few things out loud. Dave is getting operational again. He's back in the swing of things. So pay attention. Go check him out on Facebook. Find out what he's got going on. S. Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, end of the year, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were just talking about the unfortunate passing of Gaston Glock. It'll be interesting to see where the company goes now, won't it? I wonder if he was holding anything back.
No idea.
I guess we'll see.
it's literally one of those wait and watch kind of gigs, you know?
You know, the thing is, I see a lot of companies like CZ made a gun that's a pretty good striker-fired gun, but they also have double-action, single-action. They have all-steel guns. They make rifles, shotguns. They make all kinds of stuff. And Glock only makes handguns. And I wonder if his sons have been out there jonesing to get out there and start putting some carbines together, because I'm certain, even though we don't need another carbine out there in the sea of everything, the Glock came out with a carbine, it would sell like it was going out of style, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, kind of been a rumor for years and years and years about, you know, Glock going to ambush the world with a carbine.
Right.
But I have it on good faith that the stories are exactly that. They're just stories.
Right.
And wishful thinking. There's nothing even on the drawing board. Now, you know, does it really matter? If they think, you know, and when I say they, I mean Glock. If, you know, Glock wants to do the math on, you know, how viable it is to do a pistol caliber carbine, I'm sure they would produce a nice one, you know, a good one,
yeah.
Functional one. But until then, man, you know, it's in their, the ball's in their court.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to something, you know.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be earth shattering, but any company that's going to be, you know, viable for any length of time is always going to be pushing forward, you know, on some level. So, yeah, I'm interested in seeing what the future holds for Glock.
Right. Well, I wonder if they're going to look at this and say, you know, this is the time, because there's so many guys out there that have taken the Glock platform and moved it around and redesigned it and reimagined it. And some there's companies coming out now with steel lowers and all this other stuff and reshaping the grip angle, all this other stuff. I wonder if they're going to look at this and say, let's go.
Let's do what?
Let's take it to the next level. Let's reimagine what we're doing.
Oh, let's go and do it. Yeah, okay, cool. I understand that.
Yeah.
The only old thing that's new to me in the firearms realm is I am preparing to go deer hunting here shortly in right. North Mississippi. And one thing I have never done is set up a dedicated slug gun.
Okay.
Well, 12 gauge, you know, deer gun.
Right.
But, you know, slug, you know, for slug hunting. Now, in the area that I'm from or hunt, you know, we're not restricted to just shotguns. I'm doing it because I want to do it. And it's the project's coming together real well. I'm using a Harrington and Richardson's Ultra, or 12-gauge Ultra slug gun.
Right.
Which is it's a break action. It's like a single shotgun, but it has a completely rifled bore. And the barrel slug that they used was a 10-gauge slug or barrel, 10-gauge barrel. And then, of course, they, you know, installed the bore and then rifled it. So it is a true bull barrel shotgun. You follow me?
I do.
24 inches long. Looks, you know, short and stubby. It's a little heavy coming in at like, I want to say it was, 6.5 pounds less glass. So, you know, it's a specialty hunting tool. And if you could afford to set one up, it's fun doing it. But I'm going to set it up and select from everything I've been able to research, quantity SST 300 grain slugs are supposed to support and allow you to work at about the 200 yard distance on deer.
Right.
Which is impressive by anybody's standard. I don't know if you could even push it beyond that. I don't know. But the, that's all I've got going on new shooting wise. Otherwise, it's all work focus and preparation for work. I'll be going back to Texas in February, and it's going to be a serious gig. That's a, I'm really looking forward to it.
So when you okay.
Oh, you have a question?
No, no. I was just I did not realize you were a hunter, to be honest with you. I don't know why I didn't realize that.
That's crazy, man, you know, but I don't hold it against you because I don't think I have ever mentioned hunting to you.
Okay.
Ever. I, you know, I really don't discuss hunting with a lot of people anyway.
Right.
Because, one, a lot of people don't hunt anymore, but two, it's just not as popular as it once was.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, we're slowly dying off the gun culture generations, you know, and generationally, you can get behind the power curve pretty quick. But, you know, people think, you know, it's cruel, hunting is cruel, and this, that, and the other thing over there. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, there are more deer on the face of this country than there ever has been since the dawn of time.
Right.
Because of agriculture.
Let me get you in a hold right there. Hold right there, if you will.
Yep, go ahead.
Coming up, on the break. Super Dave Harrington, he's about to get operational again. Talking about the stuff coming up this coming year, this is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. GOP candidate Ron DeSantis tells Fox News it sets a dangerous precedent.
Well, the idea that one bureaucrat in an executive position can simply unilaterally disqualify someone from office, that turns on its head every notion of constitutional due process.
Both Colorado and now Maine are moving against Trump being on the GOP primary ballot. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step to dismantle Hamas. Top officials from Mexico and the U.S. are promising to cooperate more closely to slow record levels of immigration at the shared border. A joint statement was issued after representatives of both governments met on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Low talking to Super Dave Hankton. Just found out he's a hunter. So with your, you told me what kind of shotgun it is as far as, is a Harrington and Richardson shotgun? Or did I get that wrong?
Excuse me. No. You caught me taking a sip of water.
Oh, well
it's, okay. It's H&R. Harrington and Richardson.
Okay.
I believe they went out of business about 2015.
Right.
And this specific shotgun I'm referencing is not made anymore. But they're, I wouldn't think they were that difficult to come by. You're going to have to do a little looking around, but, you can score one still. But as far as the hunting thing goes, the one reason I kind of stay away from the whole topic with most people is because it involves the killing of animals.
Right.
Now, the thing about it is, I understand and admire, and I have always thought that animals possess a much higher level of intelligence than we as human beings will ever understand. You know, it's kind of like one of those things I'm looking forward to, you know, when I pass away and join the universe, is that question going to be answered? You know, what is the level of intelligence of all of the other creatures that were on the face of the planet?
Right.
But dig this. Deer, I have no problem. You know, I like cats. I like conservation of the big cats. There's many different facets of interacting with the other species on the planet. but for the most part, in respect to animals, they have to be managed. And the more we consume their territory, it becomes that much more our responsibility to manage them as well.
Right.
So, but the one thing about white-tailed deer, as far as I'm concerned, you know, they're all cute and cuddly, and everything's cute and cuddly when it's young and just born and, you know, growing up. But white-tailed deer, just, I love the taste of them, man. I love eating them. They're an excellent source of protein, you know, and any true meat eater can appreciate venison. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but then again, another aspect of hunting is the shooting or the killing part of it, right? Which I enjoy probably just as much as the eating part of it. Because it's a shooting problem, you have to do the math. And it's a shooting problem that develops in real time, and there are every bit as much real-time influences taking place, you know, adrenaline, you know, managing your adrenaline, managing your physiology and how it changes due to adrenaline, figuring out how you're going to line the shot up, what's the distance, you know, where can you hit the animal that will be the most, provide the most humane death. Is the fastest or quickest death. It's all, you know, kind of a working formula you have to put together, and then you have to apply what you know in respect to marksmanship to the tool that you have chosen to use and make a clean kill. So there's so many different aspects to hunting and getting out in nature and managing wildlife at the same time feeding yourself, offsetting the expense of feeding yourself. It's a good thing, you know,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I enjoy hunting.
Yeah.
On a lot of different animals.
It's just something I've never done, and it's not because I don't want to. It's just that it's just something I've never done, and at this particular point in my life, and I know a lot of hunters. I know a lot of hunters that are out there, and the guys that know how to handle that, the ones that know how to get out there and not only take the deer but harvest the deer, that is quite impressive to me, to be honest with you. But they've got all of that ability that would come in handy in a bad situation.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I've always admired as far as a profession is concerned is meat cutters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if they have an official title or whatever.
No, they're meat cutters. Meat cutters, yes, sir.
Is it meat cutter or processors or, you know, whatever? Butchers. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
You don't just grab a couple knives and go to work. You know what I mean? Being a butcher, there's a science to that. And, I guess there's a science in everything. But when I came to understand the complexity of being a butcher, I was impressed. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know what cut this is or what cut that is or how I'm supposed to cook it because it's that kind of piece of meat, and I don't keep up with all that.
Right.
I normally just make sure it's a nice, good piece of meat and put it on the grill.
And go for it.
And, you know, cook it and I'm good.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm going to have to look into. I've never even tried venison, I don't think. I'd like to try venison at some point. I need to find somebody that can, you know, have some that he allows.
Don't worry about that, man. When we plan when we actually get to the point of planning and coordinating the gig in your backyard, I will bring some venison with me, man. Don't sweat that.
Right. Gotcha.
You'll be good to go.
That'll be nice. I've always wanted to try that. Now, I have a cousin who's her significant other. He was a bear hunter.
Okay.
And
what kind of bear?
Black bear.
Black bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sent me a jar of bear meat. And that reminded me of Cube State. You ever had bear meat?
No. Can't really say I have.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of exotic meat in Africa.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you what it was. Well, other than one was a sable. The time I spent in and out of Africa in the Army Special Forces.
Right.
We called pretty much everything, if it had hooves, we called it a DLT. And people would periodically ask us, man, what are you talking about? What are you saying when you say that DLT thing? That's a deer-like thing.
Right.
And we get a kick out of it every once in a while. But, a crazy selection of venison and meat, you know, in Africa, as far as that scene.
Hang on.
And very distinct flavors.
Hang on one more second. We got this last break to go through. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Last time on the firing line in 2023, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Found out he's a hunter, been talking about the various details of hunting and everything else. When you go hunting for deer, do you take anything just in case that shot is like a dinner bell for some of the other predators that might want you to share your kill?
Oh, yeah. I'm always prepared on pretty much every level. But, you know, it's funny that your question, the first thought that I had to your question was, I believe the guy's name was Warwick. He was a special hunter out of Africa. I can't believe that I'm blowing his whole name. Something Warwick. But he had a saying that was, if you violated it, you pretty much never came back from the bush. And it was use enough gun. You always, no matter what you're hunting, use enough gun. Because, see, in Africa, when you're hunting dangerous game or animals that, once they become wounded, are extremely dangerous and could kill you, it's a serious concern.
Right.
But here's, as part of my personal library has a section on nothing but hunting in Africa. Now dig this. The majority of those books are written by the professional hunters of the day. So it's a very interesting environment. But coming back on point, you're going to have to help me out, man. I kind of went off on a tangent there.
I was asking if you carried anything in case, like, a bear heard that shot and said, oh, dinner.
Yes, I have, I carry a G20 10 millimeter.
Okay.
In a chest rag when I'm hunting. Right. Anything, everything. Whatever season, wherever I'm at, I will have this chest rig on, and it will satisfy pretty much anything I want to shoot with it. You know what I mean?
I know.
Because of course I will continue to shoot it until I get the desired effect.
Right.
But that's a very good question. Normally the deer rifles that I have used in the past, caliber wise,
right,
have been heavy caliber, heavy 30s anyway.
30-06, 300 Win Mag, to name the two primary calibers I've used in the past. I've only hunted deer with shotguns on a limited basis, 12 gauge used buckshot, and that was strictly because it wasn't a requirement. It was a necessity due to the terrain that I was hunting in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I would just get it in my head that I'd load up a 12 gauge with good buckshot, and I would dive into the thick brush and the draws and stuff like that with the purpose of jumping a deer up, jumping my own deer. You understand what I'm saying? Normally you use dogs to run dogs and jump deer, right?
Right.
You catch them when they're napped out and they're taking a midday siesta, a little fat belly nap, and you can get out in there and get close to them and jump them up. And, the 12-gauge shotgun's perfect for that. Because you're going to probably be within, probably jump them anywhere from, out 15 yards from where you're at, out to about 15 yards.
Right.
And probably still be able to get a shot on them because of the thickness of the brush. And, as I speak to this, what I specifically remember now is the majority of those kills were made with neck shots. So that should kind of give you an idea of how thick the brush and the terrain is that we were, moving through.
I've done this series of reports where a guy has looked at the various things that happen in hunting when people go out hunting, and what happens to them sometimes if they're not prepared beyond the hunt. And, some guys go out there to hunt deer with black powder. They go out there with a bow or something. And in the past, a few of them have ended up as a meal for a bear. So I just wondered if that was something you took into consideration.
Well, I will always take that into consideration, but I have actually never, I should never say never. I have hunted some places in North America that there were probably bear. I'm not sure. I've never knowingly hunted in known bear country. You know what I mean? So I've never specifically, made a plan or, even a primary or a contingency plan around contact with a bear of any kind.
Okay. Well, when you go...
Go ahead. I kind of already know what I'm going to do anyway. I'm going to shoot. They look at me cross-eyed. I shoot them.
Okay.
I'll deal with the legalities of it later.
Well, the thing about black bear, if a black bear attacks a human, it's predatory. It's going to try to eat you. That's characteristic of black bear. Grizzly bear, Kodiaks, Browns, depending on where you find them. Sometimes they might just be defending. They're not necessarily going to be predatory. They might kill you.
I get it.
Yeah. So,
but I am not going to be eaten alive.
There you go.
By anything.
There you go.
That is, if you had to ask me, put me on the spot, do I have one fear? Yeah, I do have one fear. And that's being eaten alive. And it doesn't matter what kind of animal.
Yeah.
If it can eat me, it can be a shark, a bear, what else? A cat, puma, whatever, a leopard.
Right.
You're being eaten alive. What's the difference? And that's the one thing that I have always guarded against is, being eaten alive by anything that could pull it off.
Yeah, that would be horrific. That would absolutely be horrific. My if I ever go in the woods gun, it's a Glock 19. Not a Glock 19, excuse me, a Glock 20. I have a Poly 80 Glock 20. It's been sprung and everything. It carries some serious loads in it, and it would hurt whatever came at me real bad.
Right.
Probably kill it, too. Plus, it's got, you know, 15 rounds. That's nice.
Yep. You know what blows my mind about the whole pistol caliber carbine scene?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have people that say, well, you know, it's not necessarily. I have a very nice Wilson Combat AR-9.
Right.
And I don't use it as a go-to weapon. Because it's a 9mm, it's pistol caliber. Now I get the benefits of it being in a carbine format. But dig this, man. Just making an observation of the industry as a whole, why aren't 10mm pistol caliber carbines more prolific than what they are?
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I don't even know of a modern 10mm, you know, pistol caliber carbine.
I think maybe the Chris Rector makes one. I think Chris may make one.
All right. Well, that's very cool. Because what I distinctly remember.
Well, I tell you what.
From.
Tell you what.
Go ahead.
We're going to pick this up next time because we have run out of time. The year has run out on us, sir.
Bam.
So, first things first, before we run out of time, thank you very much for the past year of all the collaborations, all the Super Daves and everything else. I hope we continue to do this because I have a lot of fun with it.
Absolutely, Dan. I look forward to it as well.
Roger that. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be back in 2024. So between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.